Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Getholeno. Chief Minister Nipuria will today make a statement on the free movement regime and Gramin Dak Sevak on the fourth day of the ongoing 14th session of the Nagaland Legislative Assembly. In addition to the discussion on the general budget, the House is scheduled to discuss issues pertaining to the exploration and extraction of petroleum oil in Nagaland. Other business includes the presentation of annual administrative reports, committee reports and other matters. Chief Minister Nipuria has termed the state budget for 2025-26 as a budget of new initiatives. In a media briefing following the budget presentation in the Assembly yesterday, he said that it is a balanced budget with gross receipts and expenditure for 2025-26 and an improved closing deficit 2024-25 reduced by 62.57 crore rupees. The Chief Minister also mentioned that funds were generously allocated, including centrally sponsored schemes and lending banks. Noting that demands are always high, he emphasized that the state's receipts and balance are very positive. Mr. Rio said that due to the more comfortable financial situation of the state, the budget is indeed a budget for new initiatives. The Chief Minister also highlighted various new initiatives of the government, including the Chief Minister's health insurance scheme and the Chief Minister's life insurance scheme. Two government bills, the Nagaland Town and Country Planning Fort Amendment Bill 2025 and Investment and Development Authority of Nagaland Validation Bill 2025, were passed yesterday at the ongoing budget session of the 14th Nagaland Legislative Assembly. In addition, three new bills, the Rules for Administration of Justice and Police in Nagaland, 5th Amendment Bill 2025, the Nagaland Work Charge and Casual Employees Regulation, 2nd Amendment Bill 2025, and the Nagaland Goods and Services Tax 10th Amendment Bill 2024 were also introduced in the House. The House will today pass the regulations, the Rules for Administration of Justice and Police in Nagaland 5th Amendment Bill 2025, the Nagaland Work Charge and Casual Employees Regulation 2nd Amendment Bill 2025. The Old Sumi Students' Union, SKK, yesterday staged a silent sit-in protest in front of the Nagaland Legislative Assembly, demanding the immediate upgradation of Kalhoshe Polytechnic, Atoizu, into a full-fledged engineering college. The protest coincided with the ongoing sixth session of the 14th Nagaland Legislative Assembly, with students gathering peacefully to express their disappointment over the prolonged delay in implementing the upgradation. The student body emphasized that the demand is not specific to the Sumi community, but for the benefit of all Naga students.
More than 18 years of the cabinet resolution to upgrade Kalhoshe Polytechnic Atoizu to a full-fledged engineering college, the state government has delayed the implementation of KPA. So we are demanding that the students of Nagaland deserve a higher education institution where we do not have to be compelled to study outside, but study at the comfort of our own homeland and get quality education.
The union had previously submitted multiple representations, including an ultimatum on February 28, which expired without a response. SKK is now demanding a written assurance from the government and warned of an indefinite agitation if the demand is not met. Meanwhile, the Naga Students' Federation, NSF, has urged the state government to expedite the long-pending upgradation of Kalhoshe Polytechnic, Atoizu, KPA, into a full-fledged engineering college, highlighting the urgent need for enhanced technical education in Nagaland. In a representation submitted to the Nagaland's Chief Minister yesterday, the NSF noted that, with over five decades of existence, KPA meets all necessary criteria, and its existing infrastructure and faculty provide a solid foundation for the transition with minimal additional investment. The Federation said the upgradation of KPA is not just an academic necessity, but a strategic imperative for the state's progress. The NSF therefore urged the government to take immediate action to implement the long-approved plan without further delay. And a one-day training of trainers, TOT, for health workers on the Mahila Arogya Samiti, MAS, initiative was held yesterday in Kohima. The training was organized for district consultants, NUHM staff, block ASHA coordinators, and other health personnel from Dimapur, Kohima, Mogokchun, Tuensang, Wokha, and Mon. Mission Director of National Health Mission Nagaland, Dr. Akko Shorhe, emphasized that MAS aims to empower women in communities communities and involve them in local health and well-being. MAS, formed by 8 to 12 women per 100 households in urban vulnerable areas, focuses on neighborhood health planning and monitoring local services. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20 p.m. Have a nice day.